The Dalai Lama meets today at the White House with President Bush. Tomorrow, he receives the Congressional Gold Medal, and President Bush will be there in one of the most public meetings between a U.S. president and Tibet's religious leader. The Chinese government has protested the award. They accused the Dalai Lama of seeking independence for the Himalayan region, which China claims as part of its territory. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the issue of Tibet is coming at a most inconvenient time for China's rulers.
In recent months, the leaders of Germany, Canada, Australia, Austria, and the U.S. have either already met with the Dalai Lama or promised to do so. These nations' leaders have previously been very cautious about upsetting Beijing with such visits. The Dalai Lama's special envoy, Lodi Gyari, says this change is because these leaders represent democratic nations and are accountable to their electorates.
No respectable leader of the free world is going to, shy away from His Holiness, because each one of them considers it is a great honor, to have a friendship with His Holiness. And this is also what the public wants.
In past, some leaders would pretend not to meet the Dalai Lama publicly. President Bill Clinton, for example, would pretend to drop by when the Dalai Lama just happened to be in Vice President Al Gore's office. China pretends not to retaliate by canceling meetings without saying why it's canceling them. This time, China pulled out of a meeting on the Iranian nuclear issue in Berlin on Wednesday. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Jianchao said Washington is well aware of China's position. China has made solemn representations to the U.S., he said, and clearly stated that the Chinese government opposes the Congress giving the Dalai its so-called gold medal, and we resolutely oppose any person in any country using the Dalai issue to interfere in China's internal affairs. The Dalai Lama has also scored diplomatic points by speaking out forcefully on the recent suppression of protesting monks in Myanmar. The image of Buddhist monks leading street protests is not one that Beijing would like Tibetans to see. All these diplomatic headaches come in a bad time for China as it holds its 17th Communist Party Congress in Beijing. It's also dealing with unexpected unrest in eastern Tibet, which has traditionally been more relaxed than the rest of the region. The problems began in August at the Litang Horse Festival. Every August, eastern Tibet's Kampa horsemen pitch tents on the plains outside the town of Litang in western Sichuan province for a week of horsemanship and celebration. This year, a nomad named Rungye Adak climbed on stage and publicly called for the Dalai Lama's return to Tibet. Police arrested the nomad and troops were quickly brought in to quell any protests. Lodi Gyari is from Tibet's Kham region himself. He recalls that when Chinese authorities restricted their freedoms in 1959, the fiercely independent Kampas rebelled.
I know myself as a Tibetan, particularly as someone coming from that part of the world, the religious freedom to the Tibetans is something that is even difficult to explain, but it is for them more precious than life.
Analysts say that the latest unrest comes as a shock to Beijing. This is because it has become increasingly confident that it has pro-Tibetan independence forces under control, and that younger Tibetans who have grown up with the Dalai Lama in exile will feel less loyalty to him. But that's not how it's worked out, says Robert Barnett, a Tibet expert at Columbia University in New York.
I think it is a big question for China. There seems to be a continuing inability to gauge how Tibetans think and how to win them over and to get over the idea that you can buy people's loyalty by improving the economy and improving cities and so on. It just isn't working out for them.
A new report suggests that security tensions involving the Dalai Lama have recently evolved into ethnic tensions between Tibetans and Han Chinese. An internal Chinese government memo obtained by the U.S. government-funded Radio Free Asia calls for Communist Party members to watch out for Tibetan traitors in their midst. Tibetans are sure to see this, Barnett says, as an expression of distrust towards them as a people. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.